Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
A binge-worthy show about Jesus? The Chosen Season 3 is here. Come and see what the buzz is about. The Chosen explores the imperfect and messy relationships of real humans following Jesus. All Season 3 episodes are available now. Stream every episode for free. Plus, watch exclusive content like The After Show, only in the new Chosen app. Download the Chosen app on mobile and TV streaming devices. Visit BingeJesus.com to learn more.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and the Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. You only have a chance at the gas card money. We have a $100 gas card to give away. It'll come up a little later on this hour. And all you have to do to get it is to do a great job begging. We have a three-judge panel ready to listen to three callers beg in their best fashion for the $100 gas card, and we'll pick a winner from the three. New York City subway shooting. There was an update last hour. They have identified a person of interest. His name is Frank R. James, 62 years old. They're not saying for sure they believe he's the shooter, but they're looking for him. He may be connected to a credit card and a U-Haul van rental out of Philadelphia, which may have been used to drive up to Brooklyn and commit this shooting on the subway.
Meantime, an open question exactly who did what in the Sacramento shooting.
Yeah, still no murder charges against anybody, like gun charges.
Yeah, April 3rd, and that was when six were killed, 12 wounded. This was on that strip of nightclubs and restaurants in Sacramento near the government district. One of the men picked up, it was two brothers, one of the brothers, Smiley Martin. Right now they got him in jail on possession of a machine gun, and he got injured in the shootout. And he's going to be sent to jail soon to wait further investigation. He's got a long rap sheet. We told you he got out in 4 years of a 10-year sentence for beating up his prostitute girlfriend. Turns out he also had gotten a $7,500 settlement with Sacramento County because he claimed that that a guard allowed rival gang members to dump hot water on him, giving him second-degree burns. And that nobody...
He filed his own grievance. He did it himself. No lawyer.
County said we paid $7,500 basically just to make it go away. But this guy...
There had been a lot of fights in that jail. And then right after that, he got transferred to state prison to serve that halftime sentence. And it's like, Oh, and he got good time credits. This is a good inmate, huh?
Yeah. Remember the pinheads on the LA Times editorial board were saying, no, he wasn't released early. 4 years instead of 10.
Good conduct.
It was good conduct credits. I don't know about his prison time, but when he was in jail, he admits to being in as many as 10 fights. Okay. Let's get Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones on. Scott, how are you? Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
What's going on in this Smiley Martin case? He gets let out early. He's involved in this mass shooting. He turns out he got $7,500 from the county recently. What's going on?
So a couple of things. Number one is I think you guys set it up. You teed it up pretty well in terms of that he should still be in prison. Secondly, as far as the conduct in jail, look, everybody has one thing in common in our jail, and that's that nobody wants to be there. So they are various degrees of everything from people who behave themselves to people that don't behave themselves, and he sounds like one of the latter. But we in this sheriff's office don't have anything to do with whether the county decides to settle with somebody for nuisance value or not. But in this particular case, he most certainly got out early. Whether you call it good time credits or not, the guy gets out in less than half of his sentence. And the best predictor of future behavior is past conduct. This guy has a violent history, and it's a surprise to no one that he continues to be violent. This is just our story, but these stories are replicating all over the country.
But this is Prop 57 here in California that's leading to moves like this, is it not?
It is, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff that people don't realize. Number one is CDCR is in complete control of how much sentence credit they give for whatever programs they might develop. So it is the ultimate solution for them to manage their population. They can give credit for whatever program they develop and get people out whenever they want, regardless of what they're sentenced to, regardless of what their charge is. And now they're in the process of trying to allow 2/3 sentence credits for anybody in state prison. So there's a lot of things that got passed besides Prop 47 and 57, either by executive fiat and under Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom or by the legislature that received very little fanfare, but all lead to the same inescapable result, keeping people out of prison. And once they get into prison, getting them out quicker.
Why don't all these geniuses who come up with ways to let prisoners out, they don't seem to connect it to the crime wave?
I don't know if it's just malice or ignorance. And the reality is I came in this as a deputy in 1989, and people have a short memory. Back in late 80s, early 90s, violent crime was out of control. And that led to things like three strikes, gun enhancements, gang enhancements. And for the last three decades, the violent crime trend in California and in other areas around the country that involved some of these policies trended downward. And now I think people say, well, since we don't have nearly the violent crime problem, we don't need these things anymore. And they've systematically dismantled three strikes and enhancements and with the added benefit of getting people out of jail early. It's entirely predictable. And I've been predicting it for the 12 years that I've been sheriff. And since they came up with the asinine idea of Prop 47 and its progeny, this is entirely predictable. And we're seeing it play out exactly what people predicted.
Why do they want this? Why do the advocates want this? Are they solely obsessed with race?
I don't know.
Is that the whole driver here? I don't know
who wants to live like this. Part of the racial reckoning that the system is unfair to people of color and they end up in jail more.
I think there's an equity component of it, but I also think that there is, I mean, these advocates, these jail reform, quote unquote, jail reform advocates, they don't believe anybody should be in prison. And so incrementally, they try and chip away at it as much as they can with each swoop or swipe at the legislative or gubernatorial executive order. And like most advocates, it's never enough. Whatever they do for so-called criminal justice reform, it's never enough until everybody's out of jail.
And it doesn't matter how many people get killed and assaulted and robbed and terrorized.
Well, and that's the other thing. No one ever talks about the victim. They talk about, they treat criminals like victims and victims like criminals. But no one ever talks about the victim impact. They talk about crime and crime rates without necessarily making the connection that crime equates to victims. You can't have a crime without a victim. And these victims are stacking up in terrible ways around this state and around the country.
When that shooting happened in Sacramento last weekend, How much did it shock you, or how much was it, well, I knew something like this was going to happen. It was bound to happen.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I mean, even a couple of weeks prior, we had a guy kill his three daughters, the chaperone for the supervised visit, and then himself. And so that was really, that was kind of a shocking situation. And that was a complete failure of the sanctuary state law. That was, he was served a detainer 5 days earlier when he was in jail, but the jail couldn't contact ICE. And so this was kind of on the heels of that. And this is obviously another failure. And the legislators and Joe Biden yesterday jumps up and talks about the evils of ghost gun, and we need more gun control. Well, all these people have these guns illegally. So any stricter laws would not have affected either of these two. And California already has the strictest gun law. It's not a gun control problem. It's a criminal control problem. That's our problem.
This makes me crazy. They're breaking all kinds of gun laws that we already passed. So having the laws didn't stop them. Putting more laws in the books is not going to stop them. You actually have to put the prisoners in prison.
Gun laws only affect the law abiding. I'm telling you, driving you crazy is an understatement. It's been driving me crazy for 12 years, which is what's driving me to run for Congress right now. I'm tired of the things that are playing out in Sacramento that I've been fighting and standing up to for 12 years are happening across this country, and people are tired of it. I'm tired of it, and I think it's time to do something about it.
The other thing, we're talking to Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones, that they constantly harp on is, oh, we got these crime prevention programs. We need to spend more money so we make sure that when people leave prison, they're responsible citizens again. But, you know, using all of these good conduct credits, but they're acting like these people coming out are going to be respectable citizens again, but I don't think it's working out that way.
Well, some of it is, to be honest with you. I mean, we've got a sentence facility, and we've reduced our recidivism rate in some of the programs under 10%. The state, the only thing they've done to reduce recidivism is that they've added an R to their name. They used to be CDC, now they're CDCR for rehabilitation, but they've actually done nothing. Their recidivism rate remains high, up to and over 70%. So we know with statistical certainty that inmates in prison commit no crimes. Their recidivism rate is zero.
70% of these prisoners?
You're talking about the state inmates.
Correct.
70% state inmates, come state prison back inmates. After committing a crime again.
They get arrested again, yes.
So their programs stink.
They don't have any programs. That's the problem. We do at the local level, and we have some success, you know, and we're invested with the folks that are coming out into our own neighborhoods, obviously. And then and we put a lot of effort. Most counties do put a lot of effort into that and rehabilitative efforts and to some success. Doesn't work, but it cuts the recidivism rate in half from what the state is. So, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's much better. The state does nothing.
All right, Scott, thanks for coming on. And tell people where they can find your website for more information on your run for Congress.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's ScottJonesForCongress.com. They can learn kind of what I'm about and help with the fight. I think there needs to be more law enforcement in Congress and fewer legislators in law enforcement.
All right, Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll have more coming up, including your chance at a $100 gas card if you just know how to beg really well to the John and Ken panel of judges, which would be John and Ken and Deborah Mark. More coming up.
KFI.
She couldn't afford the phone.
Yeah. Well, you guys got to find her, okay?
Oh, yeah. She's the winner. Did she? Veronica, the call dropped out?
Veronica, yes. Everybody. Okay. Veronica, good luck.
We're in the dark ages.
If you listen to us every day, you've got all kinds of
issues. Call us back.
Yeah. We will find you. You are the winner of the $100 gas card. Your chance all day to win on KFI. Bill Handel at 9, Gary and Shannon at 11. We're in the 5 o'clock hour, and Tim Conway Jr. has got your final chance coming up at 7.
John and Ken Show. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, here's a quick update. Frank James,
yeah,
the guy they're looking for in New York, he railed against Mayor Adams and made bizarre threatening rants on YouTube. The person of interest in the Brooklyn subway attack.
That's right. It's all on social media somewhere.
They have dug more into who he is. Mr. Mayor, I'm a victim of your mental health program. I'm 63 now, full of hate, full of anger, full of bitterness. Said he had a diagnosed mental illness and railed against what he called the horror show of New York City's mental health services.
This is what I love. He's telling everybody, he's telling the whole world what's wrong with him. Those are the guys that are going to blow.
He ranted about race issues and claimed that the Russian invasion of Ukraine was proof that Those white MRFers, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, they kill and commit genocide against each other. What do you think they're going to do to your black ass? This is part of what they've discovered on Frank James, the person of interest.
But you know what's funny is most of these shooters are announcing it on social media in advance.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, no, because nobody...
Yeah, you can use it against them if you finally catch them. You're right. Nobody sees these videos. That's why. After the fact, we go digging. We find them. But who the hell's watching Frank James's YouTube account?
Somebody should pick up on this, right?
There's a billion. I mean...
Yeah, but they spend a lot of time censoring people, right? You know, for hate speech and the wrong political opinions.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of time on that. They don't seem to have an algorithm for crazy person. And then as soon as the crazy person exposes himself, you put him away in a mental hospital.
Yeah, what does YouTube have in terms of censors to look at content?
They have a lot of censoring. Especially for...
This wouldn't have raised a flag if they saw this guy's videos or somebody that reviews this stuff. I don't know how it works, but...
No, but they go after primary political speech and what they think is hate speech if you tell a joke against... you know, some protected group and copyright stuff too. If you use music, for example, that you don't have the rights to, they'll take that down real fast.
Well, he actually complained about the mental health care in New York, and he said, "What's going on in that place is violence, not physical violence, but the kind of violence a child experiences in grade school that would make them go get a gun and shoot MRFers," which is what he ended up doing today.
All right, we should give out the number here, 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534. We're going to take three contestants.
Three beggars.
You beg for 30 seconds why you should get the $100 gas gift card from us. And we have a three-judge panel here, me, Ken, and Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah Mark was the tiebreaker yesterday. You never know what's going to happen here. So she could be a key vote on this Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a little power.
She's enjoying her power.
I love the power.
So you see how they get? You put her in charge of the COVID program. She'd be locking everything down.
Oh, she would. Yeah. We'd be masked up.
I would not be locking everything down.
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't.
You still walk around with cloth on your hands.
Well, yes, because it's not just about COVID. I don't want to touch if somebody picks their nose and they touch. It's just gross.
Yeah. You should see her after Steve Gregory's been in here.
Oh, gee. What are you saying?
I don't know. Yeah, he does. All right. We have everybody ready to go here.
We have three people. That's all we need.
We've got three people.
How long does that take?
Yes, we got plenty of people here. Everything's
well, sometimes kooks start calling first. And
all right, we're going to go with Bridget first.
We had one prankster yesterday, so.
Bridget!
Hello.
You got 30 seconds. Do your best begging to get the gas card.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. I think it'd be wonderful to win because I just wanted to kind of give it as a thank you to my mom and my sister because they do so much for me. And I thought it'd be kind of a nice gift to give to them, just to thank them for everything they've done for me.
Oh, that's very sweet. All right, hold on. We're going to have two other contestants. Let's go for Bill. You're on the John and Ken show. Beg for your gas card.
Oh, how you doing, guys?
All right, good. You got 30 seconds. Go to it.
Yeah, this is kind of a pro bono thing, but I need the money, the gas money, so I can attend the new weekly meetings of the Moistline Caller Union.
Like I said, pranksters. All right, let's move on.
People are not taking this seriously.
They don't want the $100 gift card, then they're not going to get it. We'll find someone else.
Which one for the third line?
Come on, what's Ray doing?
I don't know. We got 10 choices here. Sylvia's on what line?
Yeah, you have to put up a name. So
I have numbers here. Three, okay. There we go. Sylvia, you're on. Give us 30 seconds. Beg.
I'm gonna be 52 next month, and I have a six-year-old. My son crashed his car, so I got to take him to work every day. And I work with people with diabetes all day who complain. And I never stopped working through COVID. I need gas money. I have a gas guzzler. Help me, please.
Okay.
Is that enough?
All right.
You hang on. That might be enough. So far, I like that one.
These are short and
diabetes
sweet.
People that complain all day. Well, it's not comfortable to have diabetes.
Wait, hold on. We're gonna do one more here. Veronica on 8. Okay, Veronica, go ahead. 30 seconds. Do it. Beg.
Hello?
Veronica, give us your best beg.
Okay, I'm a single mom. I have a part-time job, and I live in my motorhome with my 7-year-old son because I can't afford the rent no more, and we could really use the gas.
Okay, all right.
That was simple and to the point. Well, that's right. A tough choice there because...
So, we've got Bridget, who wants to give it to her mom, right?
Yes, and her sister, I think.
Bill, who wants to start a Moist Line support group.
No. That's not in the mix.
Then Sylvia.
And
Veronica.
Sylvia and Veronica.
All right.
So the three of us, have you two made a choice?
I have.
What's that?
I have.
Well, it is tough. I like Sylvia and Veronica, but I'm going to go with Veronica.
Veronica.
Who plays the harmonica.
Well, I'm picking Sylvia.
You're picking Sylvia.
I did. I thought her story about the diabetics and...
Well, that was Veronica's, wasn't it?
No, it was Sylvia.
Sylvia was the diabetics Sylvia and also what she has a son whose car broke down. She has to drive him places.
I feel bad for Veronica and her son, though.
Living in the motorhome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, John, you're the tiebreaker.
All right, I'll go with Veronica.
All right. Veronica's the winner today.
Something about her touched me. You know, I don't get touched very often. Right. You don't have
Deborah,
to
go in there and touch him.
Okay. I'm going to smack you the next break.
I'll take a smack. I'll take a kick, anything. Veronica, you win.
Oh, thank you.
All right. $100 gas card.
I listen to you guys every day.
You listen to us every day.
It sounded like it dropped out.
It's not good for your...
She couldn't afford the phone.
Yeah. Well, you guys got to find her, okay?
Oh, yeah. She's the winner. Did the call dropped out?
Veronica, yes. Everybody. Okay. Veronica, good luck.
We're in the dark ages.
If you listen to us every day, you got all kinds of
stuff. Call us back.
Yeah. We will find you. You are the winner of the $100 gas card. Your chance all day to win on KFI. Bill Handel at 9, Gary and Shannon at 11. We're in the 5 o'clock hour, and Tim Conway Jr. has got your final chance coming up at 7.
John and Ken Show. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Shampoo. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, you heard one of our pranksters who wanted to beg, calling for it to be, what was it, the Moist Line for a support group?
Yeah.
The Moist Line is coming back on Friday, so it's never too early to tell you to put some calls in there. You can use the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app. It's a little microphone. Or you can leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. The big news this afternoon, it was revealed at a press conference in New York City that the Brooklyn subway shooting suspect they're trying to find is a 62-year-old man by the name of Frank R. James. And the latest is he did some ranting on YouTube about the mayor of New York City, the mental health system of New York City. He has a diagnosed mental illness, and he's not getting the help he needed. I'm 63, full of hate, full of anger, and full of bitterness. So this could be part of the...
Yeah, there you go. Looks like he's the guy.
Decided today was the day to get on the subway, although if he rented the U-Haul in Philadelphia, I don't know, with Arizona plates, but that can happen. But he drove all the way back up to New York to commit this crime. But clearly, it was treated by the New York City mental health system. He must have lived in New York somewhere. So,
well, probably on a sidewalk.
He could be a homeless person, yeah. That was my first instinct this morning when I heard about the milk crate.
Well, the witness who dodged a bullet, literally dodged a bullet inside the subway car, said he was sitting there mumbling to himself.
No.
And then he finally stood up and pulled out a gun and set off the smoke.
First, he put out the smoke bombs first.
And then he started firing. So he was sitting there.
Apparently the gun jammed and he ran.
Yeah, he was sitting there obsessing and stewing and just going over his grievances again and again and again. Finally decided, all right, I'm going to take everybody out here.
All right, well, hopefully they'll find him soon, wherever he is.
It's amazing he didn't kill anybody. 33 shots, and nobody's dead.
Nobody's dead, although several people critical but stable. The update from Ukraine-Russia today, Russian President Vladimir Putin actually left Moscow to appear in eastern Russia at a news event, and on state-run television, he said that the campaign's going as planned, and we will not stop until we have our goals fulfilled. He also said that it looks like peace talks right now with Ukraine have reached a dead end. none of this good news, if it's true, for the Ukrainians, where we've been hearing for days now that the Russians are planning a big offensive in the eastern region of Ukraine called the Donbas region.
Those people ought to leave, but I don't know where they can go. Seems all the nearby countries are full. And in the eastern region, you border on Russia, so...
There's been fighting there since 2014 between Ukrainians and Russian-allied separatists. So the Russians said, well, we recognize their claim of independence. We want them to get that territory. That's why that's going to be now the focus, since they failed to get the capital of Kyiv and to overthrow Zelensky. That was the first goal, but that doesn't seem to have worked. So it looks like they're accepting the second goal, which is to at least grab this territory in eastern Ukraine.
Yeah, for now. Although, you know, they can always just keep trying.
They might keep trying.
You know, they can keep drafting people. They got 145 million people in that country. And
There's a story that Russia has a huge convoy which is headed to eastern Ukraine, going as fast as they can to start this huge offensive. The convoy is about 16 miles from the Donbas regional border, according to reports. This is getting this from the satellite surveillance.
I saw
see this movement.
A clip last night. I never watched Sean Hannity's show, but I saw enough mentions of this that I watched Sean Penn on Sean Hannity.
Sean Penn on Sean Hannity.
Sean Penn was the guest. Yeah.
There's quite a combination.
It was fascinating. They were very friendly towards each other. But Sean Penn had the surprising view that he didn't really understand what's the point of having all these nuclear weapons and being afraid of Russia.
Ooh. That would seem to be a little, even now?
Yeah, he went to Ukraine before the war started.
Yeah, he was there when the war started. And, I know, he escaped to Poland.
Yeah, he was there early on as the troops were building up at the border, and he was interviewing Zelensky and following him around, and he was there the day that the war began. And then followed him around for some time afterwards. And, you know, I think he's very touched by what's happened to the Ukrainian people. And he's starting to wonder, like, are we just going to, everyone's going to sit, watch this happen, watch thousands and thousands of Ukrainians get slaughtered. And he was very upset with it. And he started to wonder, it's like, well, what are we afraid of? I mean, we've got the nuclear weapons.
Oh, that's his way of saying we should just get in there and help them with troops and
planes. Well, yeah,
shouldn't Putin
be afraid too? It is kind of odd that, you know, we've got all these nuclear weapons, but we're afraid of him. He's got plenty too, but
the problem with that is we could lose. Yes, we will blow him up, but we'll lose millions of Americans if they fire on us too.
Be more menacing so he worries about it.
I've heard that theory before. Yes.
Is he going to actually go through with starting a nuclear war? We don't have to start it, but do we have to just sit and watch all this murder? Which was surprising coming from a Sean Penn.
Yeah, he seems like a pacifist.
Yeah.
Who's now talking about acting a lot stronger.
When you see this stuff up close, I guess, it changes you.
Right.
Everyone can be a pacifist from their living room.
Apparently, old Joe used a new word today, genocide.
But yeah.
Of course, war crimes is what they've been saying before, but now he's calling it genocide.
That's been used so many times.
Putin is trying to wipe out the idea of being Ukrainian.
Yes, we know that. I'm starting to feel like Sean Penn. It's like, yeah, you say that every day. Yeah, we know. War crimes, genocide, barbarian,
We're going to send more weapons. M-17 helicopters that can be equipped to attack armored vehicles. How about that?
Everything is good. The more the merrier.
M-17 is a Soviet-era helicopter. It was designed in the mid-70s. Though I don't know where they're coming from, but Soviet-designed helicopter?
There's a lot of old stuff warehoused by all these countries.
Yeah, I guess there is. Huh?
Because you
stuff that's only been used in parades or something?
Well, I think Putin found out that his tanks and weaponry were designed for parades. That you know, because you remember the oligarchs may have stolen the money to give him a real modern military, and maybe they just put together kind of a half-assed military because, hey, we just need it for the May Day parade. We don't. This thing doesn't have to actually go to war. Just as long as it goes down the boulevard in Red Square.
And finally, today's update on a story that came out last night. It's really unclear. There were reports from some, I would call it, I think it's been called like a far-right Ukrainian military source that said that the Russians used chemical weapons in Mariupol, but Zelensky said today it's not clear. There was reports that a drone dropped some chemical substances on troops, but they're not sure. They cannot independently verify it. It may not be.
It's tough. Tough to get real information.
No. And look at this. The President Zelensky is proposing a prisoner swap. He's got an ally of Putin's, pro-Russian Ukrainian politician, an oligarch. Oh, an oligarch. Viktor Medvedchuk.
They'd hang the oligarch.
He said he would exchange that man for Ukrainian prisoners of war if Putin's up to it.
Oh, I guess.
Here's one of your rich guys. All right, we got more coming
John up. And Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
So again, they're looking for a man by the name of Frank James, the person of interest in the New York City subway attack. This occurred in Brooklyn this morning during rush hour when he rolled out some smoke bombs and then opened fire on people. He shot quite enough few people, but he did not seriously, we think, kill or rather wound anybody in the shooting. They put out his picture in a press conference this afternoon. He was announced as the person of interest. They have tracked him to a credit card and perhaps a van rental from U-Haul in Philadelphia. What we also learned is that he was interviewed by the FBI in New Mexico and put into a database. He was eventually cleared after several interviews. We do not know what that was about, but we have learned that through social media accounts, he was complaining about mental health treatment in New York City and complaining about homelessness, although I can't find out exactly what he said about homelessness, but that's in one of the headlines. But he's made comments about the New York City mayor and mental health.
Probably for 40 years, he should have been in a mental institution.
His address is in Philadelphia and Wisconsin. Yeah. They're not sure he has ties to New York, but he's complaining about the New York City mental health program.
Drifter.
Well, he's just may have been homeless, and he may have ended up in one of their mental health programs because maybe somebody saw him on the street.
What are the mental health programs? Everyone like uses those phrases. What is it?
Drugs.
When you show up, where they give you a pill, like a Xanax or something, just to calm you down, and then what? What do you do with a 62-year-old guy who may not have a home, who's really angry about their? That's what I don't understand. What do you do with them? If you don't lock him up, you just leave him out in the street until he blows. And he did.
So I bet you they'll find him soon, because how far could he go? He just ran off. Also, the answer is zero. Nobody picked Gilbert Gottfried in the John and Ken 2022 ghoul pool.
Bad year for comedians.
It is a bad year for comedians.
Somebody posted a photo of Bob Saget, Louis Anderson, and Gilbert Gottfried. In one
it's
photo.
It's only April.
Just the three of them.
And they're not that old. Gottfried was 67. Saget was 65. And I think Louis Anderson was around that age, too.
So yeah.
Not like they're comedians that lived into their 90s. One final strange story. A Utah woman was arrested in a hit-and-run accident that killed two bicyclists. Her excuse is that she was defecating uncontrollably. And had to keep going. Julianne Budge actually hit two California men in the bike lane.
Boy,
this happened.
That's a terrible way to go, isn't it? You get run over by a woman who's lost control of her bowels.
She says she has IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. It made her defecate on herself without warning. Uh-huh. It caused her to swerve into the men. Yeah, but I guess she didn't stop because she had to get home and use the toilet. Is that why she didn't stop?
Maybe stop and go on the side of the road. That'd be a better choice.
Yeah.
I mean, she killed two people. She killed two guys because of her bowels.
That's her excuse.
That's a bad excuse. No, you killed two guys.
She's only been hit with misdemeanor charges of reckless driving and an infraction for improper lane travel.
Improper lane? Yeah.
Oh, no, charged with two counts of automobile homicide.
There you go.
Criminal negligence.
I'm
sorry, I was looking at the additional charges. Oh, yeah, and in 2015, she was convicted for driving under the influence, so...
Okay.
That could be a bigger factor in what happened.
She also, this is the same story, yeah. She told authorities she'd been admitted to the hospital the previous day, had been taking fentanyl through an IV drip.
Oh.
And she failed sobriety tests. So I don't think it's her bowels.
Did they find evidence of her bowels?
Maybe.
In the car at the scene to...
Maybe it was the fentanyl.
Defecating uncontrollably. There's got to be evidence.
Yeah.
Her underwear?
Yeah, I don't know. That's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Julie Ann Budge.
Two men lost their lives due to that horrible driving.
We got Conroy rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
Ding, all right. Dong. What's going on tonight?
Well, Mark Thompson's here tonight. He's coming in.
Oh, that's
which
enough.
Kind of cool. And then we have a charity, president and CEO of LA Family Housing. They're honoring a childhood friend of mine. A guy who made a lot of money and a lot of had a lot of success in life, and his name is Steve Berman, big music guy, and they're honoring him at this big LA Family Housing event. So she's going to come on and talk about this. But it's a big deal. A lot of top A-list celebrities. Hey, there he is, Mark Thompson, live.
You mentioned A-list celebrities before.
Yeah, right. Came in right on cue. Yeah.
That's great. So we have that tonight. Also, comedian Gilbert Gottfried. I died at the age of 67, which is horrible. I just saw him just yesterday on a commercial, you know, selling his, you know, for $50. What are those called? Not Vimeo.
Cameos.
Yeah. And I just saw him yesterday on, you know, selling cameos, and now he's gone. It's horrible.
He had some strange disease. He was like one of those
is that right?
One of those dystrophy diseases.
Yeah, muscular disorder, I think. Yeah.
I worked with him once in my life for USA Network, and we were doing a scene up in Aspen, Colorado with Coors Beer. And in the scene, he just has to, you know, turn to the girl and go, "Hey, nice to see you." Right? That's it. Very, very short. And somebody said to him, "Please don't swear in this, you know, because we're all going to be on TV." And he goes, "Okay." He turned over and he said the C word 20 times in a row.
Oh my God.
On live TV?
Not live, but pretty close. He said, "I don't know. What was that note you gave me?" Like, not the swear. Oh, damn that, it.
Yeah.
He was funny, very funny, man. And then LAX ranks the world's fifth busiest airport in 2021. How about that? All right.
It's way too small to be the world's busiest airport.
It was horrible. Croce had a horrible incident. He came back from New Orleans, and they landed at 9:45. He didn't get off the plane till almost 11 o'clock, or after 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Oh,
sat on the runway for an hour and a half.
Oh, that's
the worst.
What a runway.
Yeah. All right, Conway.
Ding dong.
Let's go.
Thompson.
Go ahead. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
In a world of social media, notifications, and pop-ups, it can be near impossible to focus. But now you have the power to beat distractions and make real breakthroughs with Remarkable, the paper tablet. Designed for tasks that demand focus, Remarkable is everything you love about paper in one digital system. It's your favorite thinking spot to take notes, draft, read, organize, and more. See how far you can go with just you and your thoughts at Remarkable.com. Remarkable. The paper tablet.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.